It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Steve Goldstein. SB 1062 has Arizona values being debated on TV, radio, and social media. The state that The Daily Show's Jon Stewart called the meth lab of democracy seems to be at it again. To talk about that is consultant Barrett Morrison, who was in the thick of the legislature when he was spokesman for former House Speaker Jim Wires. Barrett, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
You have been loud on Twitter when it comes to this. I want to hear what you think about 1062, but and even the impact of it going forward on Arizona. But how does legislation like this, as Glenn mentioned, it does seem to be a solution in search of a problem. So how does legislation like this advance?
Well, there's a lobbyist for any issue. You know, there's a lobbyist who has an idea. They may even have a client, and they find a sympathetic lawmaker to push that idea. And so many bills down there go through the process without any attention, both from the media or the public. They do very little. They may have a special niche, if you will. And they go by their humdrum, and they, you know, remember, hundreds of bills get through and are signed by the governor. Maybe 20 get reported on.
It seemed especially interesting when Senator Steve Pierce, for one, also Bob Worsley, Adam Driggs, who actually voted for the bill. I don't want to say that these three are any worse than anybody else. They're certainly not. But is that illustrative of what you're saying, this idea that lawmakers just aren't paying enough attention to what they're voting on?
Well, it's, you know, again, you have maybe 500 bills in the Senate and 700 bills in the House, give or take. I'm not sure what the final bill count was, but literally hundreds of bills that you're looking at. And if you're not sitting on the committee that has heard those bills, you rely on a staff report, or you rely on explanation from the sponsor. So, and, you know, I got to say, there are a lot of lawmakers who don't believe the bill does what everyone is saying that it does. So that is a frustration amongst certain lawmakers, like the three who have now come out asking for a veto. They don't actually believe that the law does what it does. And part of the reason they voted for it is because, well, they didn't want to be seen as voting against a religious freedom bill, considering they don't believe it does much.
Interesting. So how does leadership fit in on this? Where do we put Andy Biggs and Andy Tobin on this?
Well, you know, this was a bill that was sponsored by, of course, the popular and powerful Center for Arizona Policy. And that is anything that they're pushing, it is very hard to go against, to slow down that momentum. So certainly they believe in religious freedom. Again, they believe in religious freedom. And they're not for discrimination, but they truly believe that it is important that people be able to express their religion.
Is the legislative majority out of step with Arizona's majority? And has that gotten to be more the case, if it is true, over the past decade or more? As we've heard people complain about term limits. We've heard people complain about clean elections, for example.
Well, I'm certainly one of those people who believe that while clean elections is a good system, you have people who wouldn't be able to raise money who now have a voice, if you will, and that's a good thing. But they also appeal, they're not able to raise money for a reason, and they appeal to the base, whether it be Democrats or Republicans. And so they're appealing to a very small contingent, but a contingent that votes. And so it's going to be up to people like Glenn Hammer and other business community leaders to find candidates who more middle of the road, who are more concerned about policy, business policy and moving the state forward than the social issues.
Well, take us to the primary system, though. Does that get harder and harder because not enough people necessarily vote in the primaries? You have independents who can vote, a lot of them don't.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Well, I think you're going to have, this year is going to be a wonderful thing for democracy. I think we're going to see a lot more business community get involved in candidates selection more at the primary level, because let's face it, that is where people get elected, is at the primary. Districts now are so skewed in Arizona, both congressional and in the legislature, that the primary is the real election.
It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. A few more minutes left with consultant Barrett Morrison. You can follow him on Twitter at Barrett Morrison. That's two R's and two T's. Barrett, let's talk specifically more about 1062 then. You were shaking your head a little bit when Glenn was talking about maybe there not being a taint to Arizona after this. Do you think if the governor vetoes this, that taint goes away or no?
Well, it's 11:18 in the morning, so it must be time for another CNN story about how Arizona has this very discriminatory legislation. You know, 5 or 6 days of just beating the drum about how bad Arizona is and how much discrimination there is here in Arizona. We're going to get a good day if and when Governor Jan Brewer vetoes this bill. We're going to get a great day of press, but we've had 6 days where it's just pounding the state worldwide. And while the BBC is calling and Agence Française, all these news organizations, they're doing stories now. But if and when the bill gets vetoed, you know, they're going to have a smaller blurb saying it's been vetoed.
Even though the governor, we don't expect her to try to run for re-election against the Arizona Constitution, so let's say she's a lame duck and this is her last year. What, from a political standpoint, is she doing by meeting with groups on both sides or all sides and not saying that when I fly back in Tuesday afternoon, I'm going to veto this?
Well, she does like to deliberate on bills. We've seen that in the past. She's a very deliberative person, and she wants to hear from all sides. I know that it's been loud on TV, on those interwebs, but there is no harm in her talking to people and forming her opinions, listening to people. However, this is one of those bills that have moved faster, if you will, than she could. She was in D.C. for much of the controversy, and so by the time she could get back, you know, she's meeting with people today. I know there's a lot of legislators going up to meet her in the early afternoon, so there's no harm necessarily in the usual course of things in meeting with people and talking, and that way you get all sides. However, we're paying for it on an hourly basis in the national media.
Barrett, finally, on the proverbial scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not shocked at all, 10 being completely shocked and you would fall over and collapse, where would you stand if the governor actually signs this?
I would stand at about, does it go to 11? Does this go to 11?
Okay. Barrett Marson of Marson Media. He was spokesman for former Arizona House Speaker Jim Wires. Barrett, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.